Proclamation number 7326 of 5th of April, 1959. Justice. Justice will also be done to the righteous in my kingdom. For anyone who thinks and acts righteously on earth can also expect a judgment for himself from me which will fully satisfy him. Every person should do his fellow human being fullest justice, and this means that he should treat him as a brother with whom he shares everything he has been allotted by the Father. He should treat him justly, i.e., as it is in the spirit of the Father, who loves both children equally and never wants to see one set back before the other. And this applies in particular to spiritual possessions which are necessary for people to mature their souls. Earthly justice should also be shown to the fellow human being by never taking advantage of him or unjustly causing him harm. Yet earthly it cannot be avoided that people receive earthly goods in different ways, because this is based on my eternal plan of salvation, that the individual people's different situations in life serve to increase their mutual will to help, and that voluntary giving or voluntary helping are works of unselfish neighborly love which has to be practiced on earth for the purpose of their own perfection. Yet spiritually, helping one's fellow human being signifies even deeper love for him. After all, everyone shall be led back to the Father. After all, every person shall find the path to me. And therefore every person should regard the other as his brother who has the same right to be accepted again as my child, and no person should believe that he alone is entitled to this right. And everyone should help his brother to mature spiritually, even though the will first has to be ready for this. But the human being will have shown justice to his fellow human being if he first provides him with the means to reach perfection. How he then uses the evidence of his love is his own responsibility, but the reward of the righteous is certain. He will be rewarded by me in the same way. He will be given as he himself has given out. And thus righteousness is a work of neighborly love, that every person should be provided with what he does not possess himself but which is necessary for his salvation. And the human being, who is allowed to enjoy it, should justly think of his brothers who are not in the same situation, and he should supply them spiritually and earthly, because he himself is also supplied by me, who takes pleasure in justice and blesses everyone whose thinking and actions are just, as right neighborly love also dictates. And thus the human being in the spiritual kingdom will also be considered and blessed by me, for righteousness belongs to my fundamental nature which you humans should conform to. It belongs to the essence of love which you should shape yourselves into again on earth, and it is one of the virtues which were your own in the beginning, which you have to adopt again if you want to return to me, to your Father's house, as perfect again. Amen.